A pensioner from Southampton says too many people are left to cope alone when faced with bereavement. 74-year-old Sam Christie started his own support group after losing his wife Carolyn to cancer. He says 90% of members have nowhere else to turn to.
After 50 years, you don't want to just go away and not speak about your wife and all that. And I enjoy it. We have a laugh. We talk about our partners. We talk about the good things. We talk about what kind of help you got, and 90% of them got no help whatsoever. And I think that's disgusting, really, when there's people who lost somebody, especially if you've been with somebody 50 years, that's half of your life, and there's nobody there to help them.
Sam Christie, who has 16 people in his group, and by the way, a number of you getting in touch to say, how can you get in touch with Sam? If you call us on our newsmaker number, 0345 30 3961, we'll put you in touch with Sam and his group. I just want to say that because I'm looking at a couple of emails here. So that's the emails obviously will reply to anyway, but if you're listening and you want to get involved, 0345 30 3961. Now, someone else involved in this is 69-year-old Pat Lee from Hedge End, who joins us this morning live from our Gunwharf Quay studio in Portsmouth. Morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you there this morning. Thank you for your time as well. I know you lost your husband, Dave, very suddenly, didn't you? Just take me through that awful time.
It was the 10th of January last year. I'd returned home after shopping and I found him at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, dear.
And it was so traumatic.
Yeah.
You know, it was really terrible. And then we had to go through an autopsy and an inquest as well.
Mm. Are you still in the same property?
Yes, I am.
Does it make, I hope you don't mind me asking, does it make when you go up the stairs, is it something that crosses your mind?
It did at first.
Right.
While I was waiting for the inquest, I just had to strip all the wallpaper off and I had it redecorated and a new carpet laid down. And I won't say it's taken the picture away, but it's certainly made it better because it's not the same carpet and it's not the same wallpaper. So
right. It
has helped me.
And here's another thing that happened to you. You were questioned by the police as well. What was that like?
That was awful. I found my husband at 6 o'clock at night and I was questioned by two policemen. They have to do their job. I understand that. But then I had another more senior policeman interview me and it was about at least 6 hours before they could take my husband away because they couldn't make up their mind.
Oh.
What category to make his death?
Yes.
They knew it wasn't natural causes, but they had to make up their mind whether it was accidental death or suspicious death, and they couldn't make up their mind because of the circumstances.
What was it like? Those 6 hours must have been truly awful, because not only dealing with the bereavement, but also dealing with that.
It was awful. What made it worse, I think, well, worse, was that his neck was warm when I found him. And this is what I think the paramedics seemed to think, that maybe it had just happened. But later on, our cat was a bit distraught, so I took him to the vets. And the vet thinks that maybe he was laying around Dave's neck, and that's why Dave's neck was still warm.
Gosh.
So we don't know what time he died or how long he'd been laying there. And I felt guilty because I wasn't there. And that was what took a long time to get rid of, the guilt.
I'm sure. Pat, this is where these groups come in. This is why we're talking about this today. This is why Sam's been talking to me in the last hour. You're on the show now.
Yeah.
Because sadly, groups like yours are few and far between. We need more, don't we?
We do. We definitely need more. I don't know who's going to provide them, but if it wasn't for Sam and our group, I don't know where I'd have been. I mean, I was in a terrible state, you can imagine.
Yes.
And I just took one day at a time. That's all you can do. It's bad enough losing someone, but to lose him in the state, you know, in the circumstances that I did.
I mean, you've been very lucid with me this morning, but how hard was it on that first time you went to the group to sort of talk about all these things, you know, losing Dave, but also the police thing and everything? It's so traumatic.
Well, I was lucky in the fact that Sam used to work with my husband, Dave, and I'd known Sam for 30 years.
Right.
And that's what made it easier for me to go. Whether it would have been the same if Sam had been a stranger. I just can't answer that. But he's been a friend of mine for 30 years, and that's how I managed to go there. It was about 5 weeks after Dave's death.
Right. I know you think counselling should be freely available.
I do.
I was
never offered counselling. I mean, I must say my doctor is marvellous. Every time I go in there, he deals with medical things and then he asks me how I am. But I should think not many doctors have got the time to do it. But I do think there should be some sort of counselling. And the sad thing is that when I first agreed to do this, I thought if I could help one person, that would be a bonus. Mm. But the one person I've helped is my own dear sister. And she lost her partner on the 6th of January this year.
Oh, dear.
In very similar circumstances.
Really?
And now she has joined the group with us, and it's helping her. So I've helped one person, but I didn't think it would be my own sister.
And you've helped others by coming on the radio today, Pat, believe
me. I hope so.
No, you really,
I really
will have
hope
done.
So.
Yeah, because it's not easy doing what you've done today, but believe me, there'll be people out there going, thank you for doing it. So I want to thank you as well, Pat. We're going to, obviously, we've got details of how to get in touch with your group if people are listening. And also, maybe there's somebody out there who's running other groups that we don't know about, we can pass on, or wants to set one up, because that could happen, couldn't it?
Well, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
Pat Lee, thank you for being there today. Lots of love to you and indeed your sister. Good to have you on BBC Radio Solent this morning.